Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and today we have Charlene with us. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
Caroline's taking a little vacation day, a little R&R for those out there who are accustomed to hearing Caroline's voice, but I'm sure many of you have heard Charlene's voice, too, and know that the work that the two of them do together is awesome.
Yeah, she's down basking in the sun.
Well, it's hard basking where you are, isn't it?
Oh, yes, basking has been very difficult.
So here in Maryland today, I could do a little basking. It's beautiful. Before we get into our daily show, before people are calling us, Charlene, I wanted to talk a little bit about a book I've been reading. I really have been looking for this for a very long time, and it fell into my hands quite accidentally. I guess this was the time. It's called Rosalind, Guardian of the Secrets of the Holy Grail by Tim Wallace Murphy and Marilyn Hopkins. Now, why this book? There's so much out there about this topic, but why this particular book is so fascinating is because it discusses the pilgrimage route that they took during the Middle Ages, that there were seven sites that the pilgrims followed at particular times of the year, and it was a pilgrimage of initiation. And so I have been looking for the historical places that these early pilgrims followed, and here it was in this particular book. Just let me give you a little overview. Charlene, you would be interested in this too, I think. These were sacred sites throughout France and Spain, and they were used by the Druids in the very beginning. So the Druids understood that these particular places in the earth was very sacred. And I've talked about this in the past. It was sacred because of what they call telluric energy underneath of the earth. This is currents underneath the earth carried by water and different elements in the ground. And these special sites, as I said, were started by the Druids. The Knights Templar were next in line. And so what they did is they built magnificent churches over top of these sacred places. Now, I had done a reading on ley lines, and it is there, I have put it up in the spiritual notebook, and what the cherubim tell us about the ley lines, because this is really what we're talking about, these flow lines of earth electricity. And Charlene, I know you'd be interested in this because you're interested in vibration, and you know we've talked about the electricity in the earth and in the sky. And here's what they said, that the grid lines around the planet and the ley lines are electrical in nature, and they have a vibrational energy also. And what the cherubim are saying is, we use all of these lines, vortices and breath points, where the energy of the cosmos as it comes from outer space and moves towards the interior of the planet and finds and exhausts in these portals of energy that you call ley lines. And what I would like to propose is that the Druids, the Templars, could actually see this energy, and it is why they had in their midst the site, they gathered the funds, they had the information that they got from Solomon's temple, and they started on this building of this magnificent group of churches to elevate the human form. They were preparing people for ascension. So how do you like those apples, Charlene?
Obviously, I like it.
I
absolutely
figured you would. I figured you would.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? That is great.
I have spoken...
Why don't you repeat what the name of the book and the author again?
Oh, you're just so cute.
Yeah, do
it again. It's called Rosalind, Guardian of the Secrets of the Holy Grail, by Tim Wallace Murphy and Marilyn Hopkins. And if you go to Amazon, this is not a new book. You might not find it new. I bought it used for $1. So, you know, you might get something on the dollar menu from McDonald's, but for sure you're going to get this book from Amazon for $1.
Probably.
So,
well, a lot of people have had, you know, in this day and age, people are saying, oh, you're into the new age. And I go, not hardly. All I'm doing is helping bring forth ancient teachings that have been known for centuries that are very, we're just kind of got sidetracked, my opinion is, and we're bringing back a lot of the truths that have been known through the centuries.
You say sidetrack, and perhaps that's true. What I've been told was this spiritual information comes forth, and then there are those people of the dark nature who try to
who try to
control it, who try to make it their own. And when this happens, spirit has to take this information and hide it again. So, yes, this information comes forth. It is hidden. And the beauty of it where we are in this day and age is this information is coming to light. And we are here at this time and in this place. Since we don't have a call yet, Charlene, maybe what I should do is let's talk about that a little. If you want to call in for a healing, you want some information from your Akashic Records, we have a toll-free number. It is 877-876-5227. We even have a toll-free number if you're living in Canada, and that is 888-815-9756. When we think of the Middle Ages, you know, you didn't hop on a plane. You didn't hop on a train. You might have had a horse, but perhaps you didn't even have a horse. You might have had to walk. And when you look at these places, Charlene, around the whole country of France and then going into Spain, what we see is people, there's a route, there's a map here showing the route that people would have taken from Italy. They would have traveled from Italy. They were traveling from Germany. They were traveling from the Scandinavian countries. And we have a caller, somebody, apparently something that we said intrigued them. And your name?
Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I was on your Wednesday show, and I was the last caller, and you told me to give you guys a call back today on Sunday.
Yeah, we were right up to, the minute, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. And I was the one that needed clearing in the heart chakra and the throat chakra and the sinuses. Can you remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
Hey, okay. You know, we remember. What is so fascinating, Sharon, if you were in the Middle Ages, you would have gone to Chartres Cathedral outside of Paris to have your heart chakra opened.
Really?
Yes! That was the temple, the Druid site of the Temple for the Sun, and the arrangement there was such that the spire that went up into the clouds from the church was just as high down to the door as down to the spring. So you had the electromagnetic energy coming up from the water, would reach the person right about at the heart chakra. The cosmic energy coming down the spire from the church would then meet that energy right at the heart chakra, and the pilgrim would have stood in the doorway And if their mental attitude was right, it would have opened the heart chakra. So you don't have to journey to France.
Great.
All you have to do is what you've done, picked up the phone, called us, and Charlene is going to work on that with through God's actually, God's doing it. Charlene is helping.
Yeah. I'm going to witness what God does. I'm the facilitator. But
God bless Charlene.
Yeah. So what he's going to do is, you know, you already gave permission on Wednesday to go
yes,
in and
I
open
did.
That heart chakra because we were having a difficult time with your sense of fear, right?
Yes.
Of opening it completely.
Yes,
you
we
said
were.
I was ready and then went in to have it done and I had to come back and say, God's saying you're not quite ready. Have you been able to understand from then till now what your fear was?
I think my fear, I guess, I think it was not loving myself.
Okay.
Not
That's feeling
what I
that
picked
you deserved
up on
it?
In meditation.
Okay. Do you feel like you deserve to open, be totally receiving?
Yes, I think, I know I deserve to open and receive.
Okay. Now we can go to, I deserve. Now what I'm going to ask you to do is, once you deserve it, now accept it.
I accept it.
Okay. That was the thing that we couldn't quite get to the other day.
Before you go into that, Charlene, can I ask Sharon a question?
Sure.
In your meditation, have you felt that some of the fear was there because you've been hurt by others?
I feel that this is all a play, and I feel that everything that that people have done to me is because I caused it. It was a lesson to be learned. So I feel that it was all done because of a lesson that I needed to learn.
Perhaps, but the only reason that I ask this of you is if this resonated with you.
Yes.
I'm just throwing this out. Could there also be an element here of a need to forgive those who might have hurt you in the past? So just think about that a little. It might be
okay.
Something that you want to, if you are leaning towards that, it might be something that you want to plan into this as Charlene works with, works with this issue.
Let me explain a little bit.
Okay.
That God gave to me once before. Sometimes we can't accept it, like she was saying. It's because we've been hurt by other individuals, and so we're so fearful that if we open up to receive and to give love, that we'll be hurt again. And so we keep it pretty tight. But let me explain a little bit about forgiveness that was taught to me, that God taught me one day. And that is, forgiveness is meaning that you forgive that individual because they are the essence of God Father and God Mother. You are not responsible for their behavior. You're not forgiving their behavior. You're forgiving their essence.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
That makes a big difference.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Because if we will forgive them, and send them God's love, send them your love, and each time you think about them, you say, you know, I send, let's just say John. Okay, John, I send you God's love, and I send you my love. I am now released from responsibility for your actions. See, you're going to give those actions, say, that John had to God. You're not responsible for them. He created the actions. You're only responsible for the actions that you create.
Right.
Am I explaining myself okay?
Absolutely. Makes it clearer.
Okay. So then it's much easier for us to say. And when I go in to have God start opening up your for receiving and accepting love and receiving it, what you'll be doing is take a moment and in your mind and in your heart, release each one of those individuals. Now you're releasing them to God. You're not saying, well, their actions, how can I forgive them for the things that they've done to me. Well, you're not forgiving that. You're forgiving them.
Okay.
As an essence of God, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go in and see. Hopefully that'll give you a better understanding of to be able to open up more clearly your heart chakra, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just a minute, we'll do that.
You there, dear?
Yes, I am.
Because I heard a click, I just wanted to make sure.
No, I'm still here.
So we were talking, or I was, about we, about the path that the pilgrims took, and for people to travel in the Middle Ages all that distance, they would have to be wealthy. They would have to be people of means. And so the average citizen or the serf, they weren't able to travel and do this. And it's one of the differences that I see between now and then. It's not a case of money to be able to pick up the telephone and have the same openings of the chakras that these early pilgrims took so many years ago. My golly, it would have taken them months to complete this.
Absolutely, and the internet has a big impact on people too. I've been learning so much and listening to the programs.
And the internet is like a two-edged sword. On the positive side, it's the most wonderful thing in the world, unless human nature decides to use it for something that's not wonderful. But when you're using it in the right way, the communication between people is remarkable, what you're able to find. You're absolutely right. I just love it. I think you said you were a new listener to BBS, didn't you?
Yeah. It's been, I think, a couple months I have been listening, and, oh, I just love the BBS.
It's great the name. Let's Shirley back. Okay, Shirley.
How are you feeling in your heart chakra?
I feel great.
It's like all of a sudden I could see. Sometimes what happens is like on Wednesday when we were working on it, it was like it was working on it, but it kept pulling it back into you, you know. And then I'd have him open it back up, and then you were pulling back in again. So that's why I said we needed to do more work on it and explain why we're hurt is because of people's behavior towards us.
Right.
And it hurts our feelings. So what we just did right now was I also saw God pull from you those feelings of bitterness and anguish, the sorrow, the resentment, the sadness that you felt because of it, and then put in its place, I love and approve of myself unconditionally, just the way I am.
Wow, I'll write that down.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what I might suggest to you, send me your email address.
Okay.
And I will send you a link to our last conference call. Every month I do conference calls with members of the spiritual hierarchy. And Yeshua, oh, he had such a remarkably beautiful conference call. What he had done is he had brought his energies right to the individual. He had touched them. He had opened up their third eye. He had touched them in the heart chakra. It is a most beautiful conference call. So if you or anyone else wants to listen to this, send me your email address, and I will send you the telephone number where you can go and hear this. It is a remarkable conference call, and I was prompted to suggest this to you since one of the things that you're talking about is opening up the heart chakra.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, was there something else besides this?
Yes, I think I need to have my throat chakra cleared, and I have a problem with my sinuses that have been
forever. Oh, yes, I remember that.
Oh, I remember that. How are your sinuses doing since the other day?
Not too good.
Well, they're still not. Well, when you do the metaphysical on sinuses, usually sinuses are are closed up because we have those feelings of resentment. We're not allowing those feelings to drain. So I'm hoping this will start doing it. That's why I said on Wednesday how important it was that we continued doing more information. But right now, since we've done this with letting each individual go,
okay,
and if you'll do that after you get off the phone, just think of that individual that you've had some kind of confrontation with, and do the exercise like I told you, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. And
wait,
then,
before you go, Charlene, I got a question to ask about this. I have the sense that what you're alluding to here is individuals in this present lifetime.
Yes.
But I would have a question.
Oh,
does
that's
this,
a good point.
Does this, I have the sense that it's not just this, it's past lifetimes also that's bleeding over into the present.
Well, that's a good point. I feel like not only that, but a lot of things come through on our morphogenetic field, which is in a genetic from our ancestors,
mm-hmm,
that are also there in a feeling sense with the vibrational frequency that has been created. So maybe, Sharon, we ought to go in and do that at the same time.
Okay.
Okay, and then what I'll also have God do is he'll go in and he'll also start clearing out your sinuses, okay?
Now,
I've watched him do that.
Are you suggesting to do this another time or to do it now?
No, we'll do it now.
Oh, great.
Unless somebody beeps in, okay?
Hang on to your chair, Sharon.
I will.
Okay. No, let's do it now.
Well, I believe in now.
Okay.
I don't think this was just an issue of people in your current lifetime. I think this is an issue of some past lifetimes and DNA. What I am finding now in the work that I'm doing, Sharon, is this clearing of the DNA is something that God wants. He wants not only for us to clear our own DNA, but the DNA of all of our ancestors, of anything, of all these negative belief systems and experiences. And so some of us are coming into the same line genetically that we lived in past lifetimes, and we're promising to clear our DNA presently and the DNA in the past, which means we carried, it's sort of like, you know, you heard that song, what is it, I'm my own grandpa.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that more and more people are reincarnating into the same genetic line that they held in the past. And I'm suspecting that this is some of your issue right now, especially because I think you told us you had sinus problems at a very early age, right?
Yes.
Am I remembering correctly?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And that's another thing that leads me to believe that this is a situation carried over from the past. So we'll see what Charlene says when she comes back.
Will this
back
also help me with the ascension process?
The answer is definitely yes. You see, a lot of people, what I'm hearing a lot of people say is, oh, we don't have to do anything. Everything is just fine. Just be in love. But what I'm hearing from the conference calls that we're doing and from other information that I've received is we have to clear these things from the past. They're showing up in the present. But the reason we have to clear it is when we go to the next dimension with our physical body, we have to clear, you might say, the mistakes or faulty beliefs that we held in this dimension. And so each time, the way it was explained to me, is each time you move from one dimension to another, the things that need to be corrected from the dimension that you're in has to be completed before you can move into the next dimension. And
that's
to me,
right,
that
too
makes a lot of sense.
It does.
And this is part of the clearing that they're talking about. Now, I've been working with Archangel Mikael on the conference calls, and we did do some shows on BBS, and they're in the archive, where he is working along with the other masters of clearing the physical, of clearing, you know, these past issues. It's part of what we're supposed to be doing to get ready for ascension. So the answer is a big yes.
Okay.
But I think you intuitively knew that, didn't you?
I did, yeah, I did.
And?
Okay, what?
Go ahead, no, your turn, Charlene.
Okay. Sharon, I want you to, how are your sinuses feeling?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling, they feel a little bit better. Yes, they do. Wow.
Okay. What was happening is, as he was showing me, is there's the opening into the sinuses where they drain out, and that was all swollen.
Yes, they are. They were.
Okay, and so what he had to do is work on the opening to shrink them back to the original state. Now, that is done with called the atom. Everything is an atom, right?
Yes,
well,
it is.
Within each atom is what's called the adamantine particle, which is commanded by God's love.
I know about that.
Okay, so that was put back in there and told to go back to the original state of the God intelligence so that it knows where to go now. Once the past life has been resolved, your DNA, and also he cleared your ancestral line in their past lives as well.
Wow.
So you just was a, you were just a very important individual in this ascension for not only you, but for your ancestors. Because what have you just now cleared for them?
Wonderful.
Okay, then he cleared the morphogenetic field of their DNA, and then cleared you of all of that in your throat chakra. The reason you haven't spoke up is you haven't been able to speak your truth.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. So now that's been cleared and it's opened, and you'll speak your truth in a kind, positive way. Because I have one lady call me one time and she said, I think I'm going to get fired, Charlene. I think I'm going to get fired. And I said, okay, what happened? She says, I just bawled my boss out today. I said, well, okay, from now on, we'll put in a positive, kind, gentle way. She didn't get fired. It was amazing because he just listened and could see that that's the way she felt, and he ended up being okay with it.
Wow.
But she called him, I think, so since then, we've had God put in a kind, gentle, positive way. So that
that's an unusual
speak,
boss.
Yeah. It was like, whoops. So what God has done is put in, opened your throat chakra so that you speak your truth. And sometimes maybe somebody else won't accept that truth. But if you've done it in a kind, in positive way, they know that you're not attacking them as an individual. You're standing for your truth.
Oh,
and God wants you to honor who you are. He
I'll
always says, be, honor yourself, be truthful to yourself. And it doesn't matter whether your opinion is different somebody else's, you must speak your truth, okay?
Yes.
And so that was put in, and then the drainage for your sinuses is much better, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes, it is.
Okay,
I cannot
now what?
That.
What I want to also say is when he opens up the sinuses, he's always told me, tell them they must go get something to eat.
Okay.
Get something to eat and drink a lot, because a lot of times when they start draining like that, that's hard on the stomach and intestinal tract, okay?
Okay.
So make sure that you eat well and drink lots and get the rest that's required. Let us hear from you.
Hey, let me add something to that. Drink water.
Drink lots of water.
No alcohol.
Water.
No, it's water. Drink lots of water.
Okay.
Caroline's giving me a bad time today.
I'm not giving you a bad time.
Okay.
Okay, well, I thank you very much, lady.
Okay, and make And let us know how it's going, okay?
And God bless you.
Okay, thank you,
bless
dear.
Bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye.
Now, I'm not giving you a hard time, Charlene.
No, it's okay.
Didn't you see on the news there was this study done in France, I believe, and they are suggesting that it's good for the heart to drink alcohol.
Oh, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah. They
when I say and drink a lot.
Drink alcohol and do exercise. That's why I just thought I'd throw that in. Water, dear.
Thank you for clarity.
We've got someone else who's called in. And your name?
Hi, ladies. This is Nancy Sue. How you doing?
Oh, Nancy. Golly, it's good hearing from you, dear.
I would like to see if Charlene can heal my skin condition.
Oh, your skin's got a condition, huh?
Yes, and it's only getting worse.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Do you care to share where this is, or is it in an unmentionable place?
Well, it's mainly on my legs.
Okay. That gives a general overall thing. On her legs, so.
I'm itching all over really bad, but my legs are the worst, and that's where the sores are breaking out all over.
Oh, dear.
Right. And they're getting worse rather than better.
They're getting worse.
Uh-oh.
And the doctors have not been able to do anything.
Now, we worked on those before, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is this emotional, Charlene?
Well, all things are emotional. We create, the physical body is a creation of what our emotions are.
Well, yeah, but see, I remember that the legs were getting better, and now all of a sudden they are getting worse.
Yeah, they were doing better. Now they're getting...
And so I just had the sense that there was something emotional going on.
Yeah, there is.
That's compounding the problem.
Is that true, Nancy?
It possibly could be. I thought I have been clearing quite a bit, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Now, is it just the sores or not just on your legs?
No, it's not just on my legs. The actual sores are just on my legs. But the itching is basically all over.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
That's a bummer.
Yes, it is.
Wow. If you get a burn or a cut, does it get infected immediately?
Pardon?
I said if you get a cut or a burn or a scratch, does it get infected immediately?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I'm seeing that your body's got a lot of infection in it.
I can believe that.
Okay, let's go in and have it. We're going to have to go in and God will go in and he'll start working on removing that infection.
Thank you.
Do you also have they also told you you've got candida?
Yes, and I'm on an actual candida diet.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Explain to me a little bit about what you're eating. You've got something there you shouldn't eat.
Okay, I'm eating very little right now. I'm not eating any breads, any sugars, any artificial sweeteners. I'm eating basically vegetables, occasional plain rice, and very little meat. And I'm drinking lots of water.
Are you dealing with somebody that's coming in that's very verbally aggressive to you?
Am I doing what now?
Do you have somebody that is verbally aggressive?
I did at work, but I've been doing Hono Hono Pono with them, and things have gotten better.
Oh, good.
Okay. I can't figure out the emotional part of it because I can't. I've been working so much on everything that's going on around me that I just can't. I can't figure out anything else.
Well, then what we're going to do is kind of like Carolyn said with Sharon. Sometimes it comes in. If it's not going away, then God will go in and start releasing the past life.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, like she was saying, a lot of times the past life or in the cellular memory from our ancestors is in there, and it's just indicating that cellular memory has not been released.
Uh-huh.
So, because it sounds like you're doing, but you are eating rice?
Rice, honey.
Oh.
R-I-C-E.
I know, that's what I said.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Okay. Okay, let's go in and it looks to me like he wants to work on your morphogenetic field.
Okay.
There's something, just a minute, I got to ask. Okay, you've got something that's, it sounds like conception to birth. So we'll go in and have him release that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do you know anything about your conception birth? I don't want to go into,
I know that I wasn't planned and I know I wasn't wanted, but that's all I've ever been able to find out from my parents. I was absolutely never, ever, ever wanted and was treated as such.
Oh, that's what he told me. It was conception to birth. Okay, so we got to go in and move that, okay?
Okay.
Because those are infectious feelings and thought patterns. See, what I've been shown is conception to birth. Most people think, oh, we start at birth. No, we don't. We start at conception because the individuals that are involved with us at conception.
Uh-huh.
Because you're hearing their sound, you're hearing their verbalization, you're picking up their feelings. You see, that's all the vibrational frequency. We're picking all that up.
Uh-huh.
And let me explain that a little bit to you and those that are listening. I had an experience when I was first being trained, and we did one with a young man that brought her son to have us do some work, I and Dr. Nancy Foster. And we were doing some work, and he was adopted. So Nancy put him in hypnosis, and he was telling us, word for word, what his birth parents were saying.
Oh, my.
Yeah, word for word. The father wanted to have him aborted, and the mother said no, and he kept repeating every time this was done, and the feelings that she was experiencing through that was also being projected to that individual because conception was the start of life.
Uh-huh.
As far as vibrational frequencies is concerned, it starts at conception. So then we went in and changed the information in the subconscious mind. Now, it doesn't mean that it is not a reality, but the subconscious doesn't know reality.
Uh-huh.
Subconscious cannot, it has no ability for reasoning. So once you say, my mother wanted me to be born, my father wants me to be born, they planned me, that's all the subconscious knows anymore.
Okay.
It doesn't know then other information. The reason I'm taking time to tell you that is because he told me it started a conception with you.
Right.
And those feelings, those infectious feelings, are still in your cells. And it's not being released, and it's being manifested with sores and with candida. All of that is because your body's filled with those feelings of vibrational frequency of rejection.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
That makes sense.
Okay, so let's go in and do that, and we'll have God go in and take care of that for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, what an amazing story.
Amen, yes.
My mother did not want me either. And she tried several times to abort me also.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and one of the ways that on the conscious level that I could deal with that is to understand that people are a product of their times. You know, you go back to that point, they were dealing with things, they didn't understand what they were working with. And I just tried to look at it from her point of view, and I was able to forgive her. And I got to the point then where I could thank my mother for giving me life.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she didn't want me as a child, she gave me life.
Right. Well, you know, I really honestly believed I cleared all that because, you know, I went through all this stuff of forgiving and loving, and then I am very, very, very grateful that my parents did give me life. So I really,
remember
really thought I cleared.
Remember something that Charlene said. It's the self are remembering. In other words, consciously, your emotions might have changed and you might have accepted it and you feel like you might have cleared, but there is something going on a cellular level.
Right.
And that's what God is going to work with. So, you know, maybe this is the answer. Let's hope it is.
Thank God, I hope so too. I know so. I'm thinking positive.
Well, you know how I look at this? I've become aware of the fact, Nancy, that there is one layer after another is coming up to be cleared.
Right.
And each new issue that comes up, many times it takes the same symptom as we had in the past, and so we feel like, oh, we didn't clear that. Well,
uh-huh.
Yes, we did clear that. This is just a new issue. We're going through the same round of symptoms, but they're different issues.
Right.
So just be patient and keep calling in.
I keep calling in. I stopped for quite a while because I was thinking, well, golly, you know, going to sound like I'm a hypochondriac with just one issue, and I, you know.
No, I don't think that you are. I think that you're a level-headed person. It just, what I think is that you are clearing issues, but you're working with different issues, and they're coming up with the same symptom in your body.
Yeah.
Okay, how are you feeling right now?
Well, right now I'm feeling really hot and flushed.
I'm sure you are. I'm like, woo!
Oh, okay.
I'm going, wow, is the energy moving with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can definitely feel it, and like I said, it's really, really hot, and I almost feel like the heat is just coming up and out of my crown.
Good.
Wow.
Okay.
So what happened, Charlene?
Okay, what happened was he went back into your past lifetimes, and any time that you felt abandoned, those feelings of rejection, guilt and shame that was placed on you by those that you had those experiences before, and you've come forward in this lifetime to resolve them. Because it's happened to you before.
Okay.
Okay, so then he also took you into, and all those ancestors of yours that had a similar experience. He also cleared it in your morphogenetic field.
Okay.
In other words, took it out of those chromosomes that were still harboring that cellular memory.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Then
mm-hmm.
went into your subconscious and cleared the information that was in there, took out the negative vibrational frequencies of the feelings that was being projected at that particular time, which
uh-huh.
was shame, guilt, resentment, animosity was one of them, bitterness. Another one. And he took, I know there was something else, it'll come, and took all of those vibrational frequencies of feelings out and almost like did a rebirthing for you. In other words, what it's called is, goes into conception, and he circled you about with Godfather and Godmother's unconditional love and just filled that whole energy around you. And as you developed within that 9 months, what he did was keep incorporating around you that unconditional love, light, and energy.
Mm.
So that you were feeling loved and wanted and cared about. In other words, you made a choice to come at this time. And
right.
you were supported by your higher source to come at this time. So
right.
he came in to manifest in the subconscious the truth of what real truth is. And that is, it was your time to come, you designated it, and Godfather and Godmother supported you in this designation of time. And so they came in and put that love around you. And I basically changed that whole feeling in the cellular memory for you.
Okay.
In the subconscious. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God, and thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very grateful.
I know. Then he went through, I almost forgot. Then he went through, and I was watching him start at the top of your skull and going through your whole body system and pulling out the infection. Now that the cells don't have that infectious feelings, infectious thought patterns, and energy, now it's starting to, that's why you say you feel flushed.
Uh-huh.
Because it's pulling it all out. And pulling it all the way through your system, through your feet into the earth. And Mother Earth is our support system, isn't she? So it went right out, it's going out through your feet.
Boy, are you going to have to drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
boy, I am,
to,
aren't I?
Yeah, and I won't say drink. Drink lots of water.
Okay.
Drink lots and lots of water. And, you know, it looks to me like you're not going to have that much problem with the candida.
Okay.
Because, see, this is just the manifestation of what he's saying, what happened to you at conception. And you'd also had the experience in past life. It also you had in the cellular memory, in your DNA morphogenetic field, that memory from past ancestors as well.
Uh-huh.
So all that, and took care of your subconscious on it.
Okay.
The other
Thank
thing
you.
Here, Nancy, is, as you can tell, this was a pattern. In other words, this pattern had been in some past lifetimes. And when we are working with patterns and changing them, the symptoms in this lifetime can be more persistent and how shall we say, stronger, because there is not just that one incident. There's a pattern here that's coming up to be cleared.
Right.
Well, in fact, because it doesn't get, and God showed me this many times, we come in because we didn't get it resolved before.
Mm-hmm.
We've come in with that pattern, like she was saying, and we repeat it over and over again until we're able to move it out. And that's what you just did today, because you gave permission for God to go in and pull it out. And then I want you to look at the source on your legs right now.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not as red and as bumpy. And that was, it was really bad, I mean, before I called in. I mean, I really debated on calling, and I thought, no, you know, I meant to call in, so I called. And, yeah, it's less bumpy, less red.
Well, see, actually, most of us feel like that we must suffer.
Uh-huh.
Well, God doesn't. Do you, if you had a child, let's say, and a mother has a child, does she want the child to suffer? Well, I don't see that our heavenly parents want us to suffer.
Uh-huh.
But we have experiences that start the suffering.
Right.
And so they're willing to pull out that suffering that you're experiencing, and it can be done immediately. If it isn't like you calling back, it's because, like Carolyn was saying, we didn't get it all.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And
okay.
So what I'm saying to you, if it isn't complete, you're to call back.
Okay.
Because
I will do that.
Because there's something else that we need to do. That's all.
Okay.
All right?
Well, God bless you all. Thank you.
Bless you too,
welcome.
Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Just
bye-bye.
Hold on to our number.
Oh, will do. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, dear.
While we have an opportunity, Charlene, why don't you give out your telephone number in case there are some people who want to call you direct and work privately instead of on the radio.
Okay. It's 801-944-9346. And that's Mountain Standard Time.
You knew I was going to ask you that.
If I don't call you back in 48 hours, please call me again, because I sure have a lot of problems with my electronic equipment. So.
Oh, you're one of these high-powered spirits,
and,
huh?
And, you know,
telephone, blast out the
telephone. What can I say? Because sometimes I won't get it. I don't always get them.
And we're going to take the next caller just in 1 minute. I just want to say that my schedule for the February conference calls is up at www.carolynevers.com. And one of the things that programs we're starting new this month of February is we're going to be interviewing, I said, just like I do on the radio, masters, archangels, people that have lived here and have passed over. It is just going to be, I think, the most incredible event, and we will be using your questions, so check that
Hello?
Out. And caller, your name?
Maria Batista.
Maria!
Yes.
That's so good to hear from you. Let me explain to Charlene. Charlene, Maria was on the telephone the last Wednesday.
Yeah, I remember.
You remember.
Uh-huh.
She sent me an email and told me that the negative spirit that has been influencing her has not left her etheric energy body. And so would you be kind enough to check that out for her and see what we can do?
Okay. Because so, you're saying that it did not?
Did not.
Oh.
Good night.
Okay, just a minute.
Hello?
Maria, Charlene is going in and working on this now. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay,
You're working with me now?
Yes, yes. Charlene is, I'm talking to you, and Charlene is looking into your body.
Yes.
So we're going to just be patient and wait for her to come back and see what she says, okay?
I didn't understand. I doesn't understand.
Okay. Charlene is looking into your body.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. She will come back in a moment and tell us what she sees.
Yes.
Understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So we're just going to be patient and wait for a moment.
Yes.
And so for our listeners who might be listening at this moment, our dear caller is calling from another country, and her language is not English, and she's doing very well. You're doing very well, Maria, and I thank you for being so persistent and calling back.
Yes.
Because the last time we had problems.
Uh-huh.
Yes, so I'm glad you called back.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlene is still working. She'll come back and tell us what she saw. What country do you live in, Maria?
Slovenia. Slovenia in Europe.
Yes.
Do you know it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
I hear you. We're here.
Oh, okay. How are you feeling, Maria, right now?
This entity in my body is nervous.
It's what?
Yeah, nervous is.
Nervous?
I feel a movement.
No, no, no.
Yes. I feel movement on legs.
Okay, you let go.
Yes.
Okay, you willing to let go?
I feel shiver.
A shiver. She's feeling a shiver, she says, Charlene.
I know, but let go.
Are you telling her to let go of the entity?
Yes, she's hanging on.
Okay. Maria.
Yes?
Did you understand?
A little understand.
Okay. Let go. Release. Release the entity.
Believe, yes.
Say, I willingly release.
Mm-hmm. I willingly release.
Yes.
You
I willingly
have to say
believe,
that.
Yes.
Say that.
I willingly believe.
Release, yes.
Yes.
What's happening, Charlene?
She's not letting go of it.
Okay.
Have her do it again.
Say it again, Maria. I willingly release.
I willingly release.
Yes, she says, Charlene says you're holding on to it. Has she released it yet, Charlene?
Okay, yeah, she's just... Okay, Archangel Michael's trying to take it, and she just wants to hang on.
Okay. Archangel Michael's there trying to take it from you, Maria. You're holding on.
Yes.
Turn this entity over. Hand the entity to Archangel Michael. Hand the entity to Archangel Michael.
I didn't understand. What is this entity?
Okay. The entity.
Yes.
Take the entity, hand it to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is there, next to you.
I don't understand.
The entity.
The entity is in my body.
Yes.
Yes.
Turn it over to Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is there, too.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, do you use a broom to sweep the floor?
Please?
Okay. Sweep it out of your body. Turn it over to Archangel Michael.
I understand nothing.
And then tell her to do it to God because she can't hear me.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Turn the entity over to God.
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing
yes.
that? Mentally
yes.
do that. Turn
to
the
God,
entity.
Yes.
Yes, to God. Turn the entity to God.
Yes. Yes.
Charlene, is it releasing yet?
This entity speaks me. This entity repeat what what
Charlene,
you
has
you
he
speak.
Left yet?
You speak. Speaks.
Charlene, are you there?
Yes, tell her to take 5 deep breaths and blow out.
Okay, Maria.
Yes.
Take a deep breath and blow it out. Do it 5 times. Take a deep breath, blow it out. A deep breath.
A deep
breath.
Breath.
And blow it out.
And blow it out.
Blow it out.
Breathe in.
Freedom.
Exhale. Blow it out. Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale.
Rhythm. Exhale.
Yes. Breathe in. Yes. Exhale.
Good.
Do it 5 times.
Rhythm. Exhale. Rhythm, exhale, rhythm, exhale, rhythm, exhale.
Do it slowly. Breathe in slowly.
Rhythm, slowly.
Right.
Rhythm, slowly.
Exhale. I'm not sure she knows. What's happening, Charlene? Is it leaving?
Oh, no. Then I'm putting God's light and energy around her. See if we can protect her.
Okay. Is there a commitment between her and this entity?
Yeah, she's like...
Has she made a commitment with this entity?
Yeah. Let me have God do one other thing, just a minute.
Okay.
For some reason, she's not picking up what I'm... the other line. So,
well, there's a language barrier here, too.
Pardon?
There's a language barrier.
Right, I understand.
Yes,
that.
Language barrier is yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Just a minute. It's come in from your past life, Maria.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I haven't ever seen that before. It's been moving into each lifetime with you.
I think there's a commitment here between the two of them.
Right. Just a minute. Okay, so what we... Your soul needs to let go of the entity in order for it to move forward, for your soul to move forward. So let go.
I think she's having trouble understanding this is what the problem is.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. Charlene, do you think it would help if she called you directly?
Yes. Maria, call me.
Yes?
Put this down, the telephone number. 801...
Direct telephone.
Okay.
Charlene's giving you her telephone number to call her direct.
One moment.
Okay, get a pencil.
Yes. What number?
801.
9346.
Yes. Maria, Maria, you do better with the written word. I will send you a note, an email.
Yes.
And call Charlene on the phone. And...
Can I repeat a number?
Yes.
8-0-1-9-4-4-9-3-4-6.
Yes. I will send you an email.
Yes.
Explaining this.
Yes. You will send me an email to explain this. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much for all.
After the show, I'll send you an email.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Dear. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
What, are you there, Charlene?
Yes. Uh-huh.
See, I felt like there was some commitment between these two.
Well, not only that, but it was like I'm seeing some things that probably is just not bad. Just don't need to talk on the phone.
Right.
It's need more personal. So.
Right, right.
Because you can have individuals that come into your life. They really put a vibrational frequency. As we call them a lot of times psychic hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can have people that have been in rituals. And, boy, pulling that is tough, those rituals.
Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so trying to do that, you know, when you're on the air.
It's difficult, right.
Yeah. And you have to remember, too, those we're dealing with people that are listening, and you don't want to...
Right. There's an issue of privacy.
You don't want to influence anybody else.
Yeah. We have another caller, and your name, please.
Hi, this is Joy.
Oh, I just love your name. I don't know why. Every time I hear your name, it just makes me feel so joyful. What can we do for you, Joy?
Kind of along the, sort of a little bit of the same lines that, no, I think, but I'm not sure. About a week ago, I want to say, I was sleeping. I think I was sleeping. I'm not sure exactly where I was in the sleep state. And I just felt this incredible amount of energy, like, around me.
Mm-hmm.
And in my sleep or not, I'm not sure if I was awake or not. I just was calling on Archangel Michael to protect me and Archangel Michael's warrior angel to protect me because I wasn't sure what this just enormous amount of energy was.
You sent me an email about that, didn't you? I think you did.
I'm not sure.
Joy, when you felt this energy coming around you, did you feel apprehensive or was this just something that was unknown?
I felt afraid.
So you were feeling fear?
Yeah.
So you were feeling fear and anxiety?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did that resolve itself? Did you wake up? Did you...
After I kind of called upon Archangel Michael and Warrior Angels and any other name I could think of when I was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was sleeping. I think I just drifted back off to sleep.
Well, has this occurred since then?
No, just that one night. And the same night, my husband woke up, like, thinking there was a mouse crawling across the bed. He, like, jumped up right after, kind of an hour after.
A mouse! That'd get me jumping up.
I didn't know what, I just, that night, it just was, I don't know if this something was messing around with us or...
Well... Let's talk a little bit about protection. You see, if this was something that was going on a recurring basis, I would say, well, maybe this is something to be concerned about. But this is one time you felt fear, you called on protection, and whatever happened left.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be concerned about it unless it comes about again. But something that I think... needs to be said, Joy, is morning and night, work on some things for protecting yourself, your family, and your home. When I finish telling you this, I'll have Charlene talk to you about her blocking angels. Something that was given to me, I'll describe to you, and you can decide after you hear from Charlene what she does, what you choose to use. But if you think of a pyramid in three dimensions, and mm-hmm. you have the pyramid at the top of your head, and then the pyramid at the bottom of your
mm-hmm.
feet. And the one that's in the top of your head, you spin it in one direction, and
mm-hmm.
what's in the bottom, you spin
the Merkaba.
You spin in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way of protection because entities cannot get through that. You can do that over your physical body when you go to bed at night, when you wake up. You can do it over your whole property. You can do it over your cars. You could do it over your family members. And that's what I do. Now, Charlene, why don't you suggest to Julie the blocking angels? You can describe what you do.
Well, I've had people with the, God showed me blocking angels are those that they can put a green light that runs clockwise all the way around you. And then inside of that green light is another green light that does counterclockwise. So and it's a green. Inside of that is you're inside of that. It's kind of like a cocoon, basically, because then you're inside of that and you're putting God's light in there. The vibrational frequency is so high that no other energies that are of lower frequency can penetrate and go in. It's same thing with the pyramid. The pyramid is such a high vibrational frequency that the darker entities cannot get in because they vibrate at a lower frequency. And so it's kind of like the principle of the laser. The laser, when I was in a class with Dr. Dodd, said, and the scientists have found that the reason the laser is so powerful is that it's manifested with two energies of light, one within the other one. One rotates at one speed of direction, and the other one rotates to the other, which gives us a higher vibrational frequency, and that's why the laser is so powerful. So that you can do all of them. But I always recommend that you, like Carolyn was saying, that you do your cars. A lot of times I tell the Lord, and all that the Lord God has given me is my stewardship at this time. So you do it with all of that, which incorporates not only your home and your family, your cars, your property, anything that the Lord God has created, that you've created in this lifetime as your stewardship.
Well, Joy, I would just like to say from information that we've received on the conference calls, Archangel Michael tells us that in the high astral planes that there is a struggle between his angels and dark forces. We've had some people on the conference calls who have mentioned that they hear it, and this is where the question came from. They asked what was the sound that they were hearing. There's another thing that's going on, too, is our light quotient is increasing. So as a person's light increases, it is noticed as there are some entities that wish to go to the light and they don't know how. They're finished with their struggle and they want to go to the light and they don't know how. And so they see somebody's light and they think that is the way to go back home. So there's a couple things going on. I think
that's almost what it felt like.
I think the most important thing here is not to be in fear. I think calling on Archangel Michael was a very good choice, because if this is or was an entity that wanted to go home to the light, Archangel Michael is there to take them to the light.
That's good.
So anytime you have it, you or anybody that's listening that has some kind of experience like that, recognize it might be somebody that has died and has not known that they need to go back to God's light, because they don't understand that, or they don't know that they haven't gone. So you're inviting them to leave, and that you're giving them a way to go back. So they're attaching yourself to your light. So just tell them to go home.
So, you know, it's hard for us to tell which one of these possibilities is probable, but the thing is, it only happened once, and apparently it was resolved, If it were something that was happening on an ongoing basis, I'd be more concerned about it. But I don't think under these circumstances you need to be concerned. It could be that you were just a lightning rod for a soul to go home.
No, that would be good. Okay. I like that. I like that description.
But you know what? People that are like you, that have that higher, we can't see the energy field that is around the individual that is vibrating at a higher frequency. We can't see that as humans. There are some that have that sensitivity that will see some energy. Yes, those that see auras or see energy projected from one individual to another, there's people that do that. But those that have crossed over and don't know that they've crossed over see your light, and they want to go. They just don't know how to get there. So when they attach themselves to you, you told them, you know, that where to go, that you were have somebody that would take them. And some entities that really, they don't know to go, and they need somebody that's going to help them or go with them. They don't want to see that they can go by themselves. So it sounds like you did a good job.
Hopefully. Well, thank you.
Well, and you might find others, like at night. Sometimes I say, okay, now I want to sleep really well, and those that are wanting me to send him home, can I do it tonight and not do it in the morning? That's what I say to them. Let's do it tonight so that I get a good night's sleep.
Well, you know, there's another thing here, too, Joy and Charlene. When we're asleep, our body might be resting in bed, but our soul is out there moving around.
Oh, we've got right. Something to do.
Right. We're out there working.
Right.
So the body is asleep, and I know I have had situations where I have been out someplace, my body was sleeping, and my soul was out there someplace, and I brought back something that needed to be cleared. You know, if you're the kind that picks up stray dogs, you might have been out there. You might have been in the astral plane trying to take some stray back home.
I may be calling Charlene.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, just give us a call.
Yeah, because it sounds like that. And you might have others. Be aware, become very aware of those that might be around you that need your assistance. Then what need to be sent back?
Well, I do think Joy is empathetic towards others.
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah, so you know it's
they're gonna want to have somebody like you that'll help them. Okay.
Yeah, I've brought home strays.
So it's just kind of like. One of the things that we have to remember is that we're on the physical level. Those that have crossed over are not on the physical level. It's really required that those that are on the physical level, because we're at a different frequency, and we really are the ones that need to be supportive of them to take them, send them back or tell them what to do or have somebody, maybe one of the archangels, like you were indicating, to have them take them back because they need that support system.
Well, blessings, Joy.
Yes, same to you. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll talk to you later, dear.
Okay, yep.
Bye. Well, we've had a myriad of topics today.
Yes. Kind of interesting, huh?
Actually, we've been at this an hour and 20 minutes.
Goes so fast, doesn't it?
And so, folks, just let me tell you that we do have a two-hour show today, which sounds like a long time when you start the process. But really, you know, we've just got a little over a half an hour left. So if you're planning to call in, call us now. This is a good time.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to give the number, Charlene. 877, this is toll-free, 876-5227. call us now before Charlene and I go up in a puff of smoke.
It's kind of interesting that when you're dealing in a higher frequency and you're in the theta state or the quantum field, there is no time limit. And so when we say, oh, my goodness, it's almost been 2 hours, you don't even know you've been doing 2 hours. It's like 5 minutes, you know, because you don't have a time frame. It's kind of like those that have crossed over, they don't have a time frame. It's only on this earthly plane that we have a set time of what it feels like of 2 hours or an hour. It just goes that quickly.
You know, I've spoken to people on the other side, and we've talked about this. And to me, it is such a fascinating thing. I don't think you can wrap your mind around this so that you can understand it. But, like, I've spoken to people on the other side. They are aware of all of their lifetimes that their soul has the journey that their soul has made. And it's been explained to me in this fashion that it is like they compared it to a tree with branches. And their different lifetimes are like different branches of the tree, and it lights up. In other words, the way they explained it to me is they're very conscious of the life that they lived, but if they want to trace their other lifetimes, they look at the other lights on the tree, and they can. It's like they can go visit that. You know, it's hard for us to understand that all of, on the other side, that all of this is like one, that these experiences are like one experience, but that's how it's been explained to me. And so when you say that there is no time, it's hard for us to grasp that, but apparently that's so.
Right. Well, you know, and to us it seems like forever, you know, that we're having this experience. But when you're in that state, it's a very quick time. And I guess then we say, well, we haven't quite experienced, cleared this issue up. Can we have another turn at it?
What, like another 200 years?
Yeah. And like you and I said once before when we were giving each other, the kidding with each other, we said, but I don't remember. I don't remember voting for this.
No, I didn't have my hand up. I know that.
We're always kind of kidding about that when we didn't remember raising our hand and saying, yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, folks, they thought I was volunteering, and my hand's been broken through all these lifetimes. It just looks like it's up.
Oh, well, keep your sense of humor.
That's about all you got, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But, you know, the vibrational frequency of sound, like we were doing the one with at conception, is so absolutely vital when I'm clearing somebody of that experience that they have from conception to birth. And even the birth, when they're born, I've had experience where I go in and do a rebirthing for an individual, and even the things that are said at that, when that individual is born, has been such a huge difference in their perception about themselves and their self-worth and self-esteem, and their ability to make life work for them can be huge at that particular time.
Well, sound certainly is fascinating. I was in Peru, and I was with a group, and they took us to this very ancient site. It was pre-Inca, and the statues from perhaps what they felt was like the first human beings who settled Peru. Their statues were so fascinating, and one of their gods, or one of the illustrations of their god, was a statue, and the god was like making a sound with his mouth. And so they believed that all creation came from sound coming forth from God. Well, I found that so utterly fascinating that very ancient civilizations would understand that.
That it all came from sound, huh?
Yeah, that life, all life, came from sound. Well, if you stop and think about it,
well,
what
it is
sound other than a vibration?
Right. See, most of it, somebody made the comment to me the other day about gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And was it you that we were discussing it together?
Yeah, I was talking about
gravity.
The electric universe.
Well, even gravity is a vibrational frequency because it's Mother Earth creating a vibrational frequency,
mm-hmm.
which pulls that object or whatever it is to the Earth and grounds it with a vibrational frequency.
Well, it's something that I'm working on and will be doing more searching of the records about... two things that I'm really interested in right now, and that is these places of pilgrimage that opened up the seven chakras. So that's what the pilgrims were all about when they went to these different cathedrals. Each cathedral had the energy of the earth, the vibrational energy of the earth, to open a particular chakra. So I find that exceedingly interesting, and then I'm doing more research on the electric universe, which of course runs into the creation of the cosmos and these electrical fields and just how the cosmos was created, because there seems to be some conflict right now between two groups of scientific information. Why don't you give your talk?
What is that conflict?
Well, what the conflict is there's a group of scientists who have followed the Big Bang Theory. So, in other words, if you stop and think about the Big Bang as an explanation for the creation of cosmos, what was it before the Big Bang? What caused the Big Bang? They believe through the Big Bang that was accurate because of what they were seeing in the telescope. It looked to them, because of red lines that they were seeing, was that all of the planets were moving apart from one another. So they used that along with the idea of the Big Bang Theory, and this is their explanation that gravity and the Big Bang is what created the cosmos. Now, there is another group who, what they are doing is they're doing experiments in the laboratory with electricity. And as they do these experiments in the laboratory, they are finding that what they are seeing in these studies is duplicating what they are seeing in the sky. And so there's two disciplines who really are not agreeing with one another. They're distinctly different. And one is saying that gravity is what is forming everything, and the other is saying, no, it's not the way we see it. It's electricity. This is electric or a plasma universe. And it is the plasma that is forming all the stars and the constellations. So it's a fascinating topic, because the reason we're interested in it right now is we're talking about ascension. We're talking about the physical body moving into a higher vibratory segment of the cosmos. And it's why I'm interested in the natural law, the natural physics of the cosmos.
Well, it's
interesting. I think it's fascinating stuff myself.
Yeah, when you're discussing it, it's almost like they see it differently, but it really is the same. right? They're explaining it differently, but it really is the same.
I don't think those who are working with the Big Bang Theory would believe in... you're seeing it as vibration, movement through energies moving in that fashion. Now, I don't think they see it the same because I'm not sure that the cosmos is expanding as they are believing that it is. I think it's a different setup.
Of what they're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a different setup. I'm not prepared now to do a show on it, but I do feel that we're going to gather enough information that we'll be doing a show on it, and we're going to have some people come who are interested in the sciences
to discuss it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very lively show.
Right, good.
Charlene, why not give your telephone number again, dear?
Okay, 801-944-9346.
Now, when somebody calls you, would you say that you work with that individual on the phone the way you work with them on the on one of our shows?
Well, actually, it's more personal.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm doing it on the radio, we're doing it quite quickly.
Only hitting certain key points.
Right. But what it'll do is usually if we're going in, we can really do it in more depth and be able to complete it more clearly. On the radio, it's a little bit more difficult to clear everything. But if you do it individually, there's a lot that gets taken care of, and usually what I'll do is I'll be watching what he's doing, and he'll just say, well, now ask him if this can be cleared. So then I come back and say, can this be cleared? Is it okay? He's saying this is necessary. So you can do a lot of that you can't do on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes he'll go in, and like we did with the rebirthing, usually it will take longer because he'll go through each stage of each month or anything that was said and pull it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I'll watch it as the child is being developed and making sure that child is still feeling loved and cared about and being wanted and needed and all of those things. And I just kind of watch the child as it develops inside the mother.
Well, and then there's another thing, too. We've had so many lifetimes. The amount of lifetimes, for the most part, that we have been involved with while we were on this planet is mind-boggling. You
yes.
can't expect to clear those in a couple minutes on the radio, either.
Yeah, because when I was doing her, it was kind of, you do kind of a general of clearing all of them. Because he actually says all past lives, all dimensions of time, space, and language. Because a lot of us have been, if we came in from, we can have come in a lifetime with a different language in which we have now. And so he even clears it in another language, which is a different vibrational frequency of sound.
Hmm.
So it'll even clear that. But like you say, sometimes he'll take the core issue for which that individual is dealing with, and we'll clear it in all of those dimensions. And sometimes what I'm doing is witnessing, because I'm a witness for what God is doing. Sometimes I'll witness maybe a battle, or maybe I'll be observing persecution, or those kind of things with that individual. And maybe with their family members or feeling responsible for the things that are happening to the family. And so he'll show me and I'll visualize that.
Well, and then there's another thing, too. So many times an experience in this lifetime that we have with an individual. We have had lifetimes with them in the past. And as these things are cleared and more information comes out, it helps you to understand your relationships with these other people.
Right, exactly.
Where you're doing a few minutes on the radio, I mean, you can't possibly...
Yeah, I can't do all of that.
No,
it's kind of like, and I never mention names because unless somebody says, well, you can use me as an example, I don't usually do that. But they, if I have an individual on the phone, what I'll do is eventually see it, the behavior that that individual is having at that moment that is so difficult for them. Once we go back in and God shows me what has happened in a past life or what has happened within their DNA, it's kind of interesting how I see it full circle, and they start seeing it full circle. So their understanding of why they are where they're at becomes more clear to them. And when you understand it on a conscious level, even from the subconscious level, then it goes away because it's understood.
Well, I would agree with that because I've been involved with a lot of clearing myself, and you start to understand your past and why the past is important to the present. You know, Americans don't seem to be as interested in history as some other cultures are, and so perhaps we're not as interested in our past lifetimes. I don't know. It just seems to me that perhaps people are not. But when you understand your present problems through your journey in the past, it really helps you understand who you are. At least that's my opinion. I have understood a whole lot more about myself and who I am after I've done a lot of these clearings of issues from the past. And it can be time-consuming because we've had so many lifetimes.
Well, the other interesting thing is that you can finally look at it, and I call it an aha. It's like, aha, that's why I've acted like this. Or I go, aha, no wonder I had such a difficult time overcoming this because it's so embedded in within my cellular memory that I just kept repeating it, and I'd go in and work on an issue, and it didn't get cleared, and everybody sets goals for themselves, and it's kind of like one fellow the other day said, well, the goal lasted at least 2 weeks.
Well, like I said earlier, I didn't know that my mother didn't want me when she conceived me, and I had problems that existed from that, was not aware of it until I found out that that indeed was the situation and it was cleared. So we are involved in problems sometimes because we don't understand the journey that we've taken in the past. But I find this rebirthing process very fascinating, that period of time from conception to birth. We don't think too much about that. In other words, as a forming, you know, the body is forming inside the mother, but our soul is there. And we're hearing that, the words, the emotions, the sounds.
Well, see, and I have a lot of mothers that say, oh, my word, what did I do to my child? And I said, well, be very patient. The child knows very well that it came in at that particular time under those circumstances. It's come in to clear some of the issues that it's had in the past. So, because a lot of people go into guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe their financial situation was not the best, or maybe their relationship wasn't the best at the time. There's so many variables that we can't go in and spend the rest of our life beating ourselves up because we didn't bring our children into the most positive circumstances. That doesn't help the situation either. We've
no,
got to
and
love ourselves and then know that that child has the ability to come in and correct that. And God will help them correct it.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is we really don't know the kind of pressures that another person is under when a situation like that arises. And so we all need to have compassion.
Right.
For one another.
Right. The compassion, the forgiveness. Like
mm-hmm.
we were taught doing the forgiveness. It's letting go and loving them for who they are. And they are the essence of God, Father, and Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And who is the creator of all of us. And so that's our creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so having that kind of, starting to develop that kind of compassion and love for that individual in spite of it, their circumstances, makes a big difference, and we can move forward in a different feeling about ourselves.
Well, you know, somebody said once, all there is love.
That's it. That's the only thing we get to take with us. It's kind of interesting because we work so hard for all these material things, and we work so hard for all this other thing, these things in our life. And the basic thing that we can take with us is love. That's it. We don't get to take another thing.
And well, Archangel Michael talks an awful lot about joy. He just fascinates me to no end because I would say that our culture sees him as one sitting high up on a pedestal, and he says many times that he is our elder brother, and he wishes to be among us as one who leads, who is our elder brother. And he speaks all the time of joy. Not only does he speak of it, but his actions are so joyful. So, and he has said many times that we become very involved. You know, we've got to meet our mortgage. We've got to pay for different things, and we have responsibilities. But, you know, love and joy are the two things that are really important. And he talks a lot about how important joy is, too. So if we're going
Don't you think if you love is joy?
Well, perhaps.
You really can't separate. Can you separate the two?
I don't know. I guess if you're in a cloister, you can. If you're in a cloister, you could be, I think you could be full of love, but I don't know how much joy you'd be. I don't know.
You don't know that one, huh? I guess it depends on how you identify love. It's all encompassing with the positive feelings that you can have,
mm-hmm.
not only for yourself, but others.
Well, folks, we have 10 minutes. If there's anybody out there who would like to have the last hurrah before we have to say goodbye, our toll-free number in the U.S. is 877-876-5227. And if you're one of those Canadian children, there's a toll-free number for you, too, 888-815-9750. And if you want to speak to Charlene directly, have a private consultation with her, her number is 801-944-9346. And as for me, check out my website at CarolynEvers.com. I think February, having an interview with Yeshua is going to be phenomenal. Imagine sitting across the table from him, and he will answer any question that we asked him regarding his lifetime on earth, his viewpoints on ascension. I can think of so many things that we might be interested in, his relationship with Mary Magdalene. I mean, I can think of so many things of Yeshua's lifetime that we would like to have information about. And you can be there. You can be a part of it. So check that out. I think that's going to be a blast.
Well, now, when is the date on that?
Well, what I'm doing with these is I set them up so that the second Thursday of every month will be our call to voices from heaven. And then the fourth Thursday of the month, it will be our regular conference call, and that way there will be a date that people will have ahead of time each month, so we don't have to worry about a schedule. You're either going to get together on the telephone the second Thursday of the month or the fourth Thursday of the month.
Oh. Okay, well, I think that's what they need to know.
Well, try to make things easy. And I've had people say, yeah, we like that, because then we can plan our time around it.
Right. Well, what's your time?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What is the time?
Oh, what I set up all of, well, thank you for asking.
Okay.
I set up all of the conferences 8:30 Eastern.
And 8:30 Eastern time?
Yeah, I use my Eastern here at 8:30 in the evening because as you move closer to the West, you know, that's earlier.
Right.
I use my time so people can figure out the, you know, their own time easier. And everything remains the same. Thursday at 8:30. Easy enough to remember.
Yeah, because if you have a set time, then like you say, they can set that time aside to just like any appointment to do it.
Yeah, and then for March, Master Kasumi is going to come in and sit at our interview table. So we have a lot of folks there who are very close to Master Kasumi. And he has come to the conference calls in the past. He has showed us that he was Pythagoras. For those who are not familiar with the fact that Master Kasumi was Pythagoras, I think that's very fascinating to know. He was also one of the three wise men that we know of as Balthazar.
Hmm.
And he'll come to, that's one of the reasons why he has been so involved with this work with the etheric body, because of the work that Pythagoras did with the electron. And we're going to have some guests with us that's going to discuss Pythagoras' work with the electron. Again, it has a direct bearing on ascension. Well, I know Caroline has seen this, the shape of changing to a diamond shape.
Right.
I remember Caroline talking about it. I didn't know if you were familiar with that or not. You've seen that too?
Yeah, she and I have worked that out. We have it's the pyramid that looks like a diamond.
Mm-hmm. It's like two pyramids together.
Right. And so what you do is you put the two pyramids together, and one vibrates at a frequency at one direction, and one vibrates at a frequency in the other direction. But if you put the individual, right now I've got somebody experimenting with it, and she's taking her curriculum into the pyramid, and because she's got this marvelous curriculum that needs to get out. And we're going to see if we can vibrate that at such a God frequency that the universe will take it on and send it out there. So that's what we're doing right now. Because inside the pyramid basically is a diamond. It's the diamond crystal. And so if you put yourself in that, you really are at a very high vibrational frequency of God's energy.
Well, interestingly, Master Kasumi has worked with that on our conference calls. And the call before last, we had Archangel Michael, we had Yeshua, and we had Master Kasumi bringing forth the energies of that, the colors, gave us the meditation.
Right.
And Archangel Michael says he's going to be back and he's going to discuss the standing waves, that this is a standing wave, which I find very fascinating. People who work with pyramid energy will tell us the same thing, that in the pyramid at Cheops, that there is a standing wave there.
Well, and it has all the color spectrums within it, too, which vibrates. Each color has its own vibrational frequency of sound, too, so it incorporates all of that. within there makes a person that, with more of a sense of well-being.
Well, I think the whole subject matter is just so fascinating.
Yeah, we're just, it's interesting, the period of time that we're in. It's just, like we've discussed before, it's pretty exciting.
Indeed it is. And I do believe it's because so much of this information has been hidden, and now it's the time for it to come forth again.
Well, in fact, it'll be used this time, rather than having to go, like you said, before it was almost went underground, and now it's come up, because now is the time for us to all be able to ascend to that God frequency. And it's going to be an exciting time. I'm just so excited about it. I mean, people wonder how I can be so excited about it when there's so much negative going on, but you almost have to realize that God's in charge and it's all for the better. So you have to, that helps a little bit with some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, but you know, there's another aspect of that, Charlene, too, is the negativity, I believe, has always been there, but in the past it has been hidden. And what's happening now is,
you're looking at it, aren't you?
Huh?
Yeah, you're looking at it.
Well, yeah, the negativity is not hidden. It's coming forward to be cleared.
Yes. Well, in fact, that is exactly right. That's part of why we're doing the past lives. And the morphogenetic is because all of a sudden, God said you've got to clear all of it because it stays, it resounds on this earth, and he's wanting it pulled off the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking all of this negative lower vibrational frequency from off the earth so that we can live for whatever time frame you believe in this earth.
Well, and I would like to send that thought out to our listeners also, that we're doing this clearing for ourselves, but we're not just clearing ourselves, we're clearing our past, and if it's cleared, our children do not have to carry that.
Absolutely.
So we're clearing the future, too.
That's right. When he clears your morphogenetic field, and he clears it, he will say very clearly, I hear him say, and future generations. In other words, when an individual clears their DNA, that like she was saying, rejection, that's not going to be there for the future generation. You're not just clearing yourself and your past generation. You're clearing your DNA for the future generation. It's huge what's being done.
Well, it is huge.
Oh, it's just a total miracle.
Well, Charlene, it is that time when we say goodbye.
Yes, 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 it's been
and
fun.
We invite the audience to come back Sunday to listen to Carolyn Evers on her show that she does by herself, The Message, and come back next Wednesday. Charlene will be with me on Cosmic Connections. Tune in. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Charlene.
Thank you, dear. We love you all. Bye-bye.